Al-Qaeda is at war, and not just against the West, but with itself. That's a message from author Lawrence Wright. He wrote the definitive book on Al-Qaeda, The Looming Tower. And in next week's issue of The New Yorker magazine, he explores this ideological rift within the terror organization. He joins us now from Austin, Texas. Lawrence Wright, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
So this is a really intriguing idea. How deep is this divide?
Well, it's very profound in the radical edge of it. You know, before, moderate Muslims have spoken out against violence in the name of Islam. But now radicals are doing the same thing. And what's fascinating is they're attacking it on two grounds. One is that it's not practical because it hasn't achieved their purposes. And secondly, it's sinful. It is placing the souls of the people who commit this violence in great jeopardy. So I think for those two reasons, it's a very strong attack.
And who are the players who are involved in this division?
Well, there are two men that are really personifying this divide, and they're old friends. Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two man in al-Qaeda, and his former leader, Dr. Fadl, whose real name is Sayyid Imam al-Sharif, who really wrote the books that al-Qaeda uses to justify its violence, and now has written a manifesto refuting those very principles.
Dr. Fadl has repudiated violence.
Yes, he has, and not in all cases. You know, he still endorses jihad in general terms, but in his new manifesto, he makes the terms for engaging in jihad so restricted that, as Zawahiri observed, it would practically put jihad out of reach.
Now, from your piece, it seems like this debate within the radical Islamist movement has gone on for decades. What's different now?
What's different now is that the architect of al-Qaeda's thinking has changed his mind, or at least has published a book refuting all of his previous arguments. And you could, you know, one in the past, you could say, well, it was different terror groups and so on that have changed their mind. But this guy wrote the textbook that al-Qaeda uses to train its recruits. It's going to be harder to justify using that kind of thinking when the architect of that very line of thought has changed his mind.
So how does this affect what's going on with al-Qaeda today? Does it tell us that it's unraveling?
Yes, in some respects it is, because the thinking at the top that has gotten al-Qaeda into this box that they've created for themselves has begun to fracture. And that's a good sign if you're looking for a movement that is beginning to dissolve.
Well, where do you think it comes from? Is it because there's a sense that maybe they're losing?
Looking at it from al-Qaeda's point of view, in some respects, they are not losing. I mean, they are regenerating, but they're still much reduced from what they were. They are clearly losing in Iraq. Their popularity all across the Muslim world is plummeting because Muslims are the main victims. And people are beginning to question the use of violence, not only in the case of al-Qaeda, but even in resistance movements in Palestine.
Lawrence Wright, a fascinating article. Thank you so much for your time.
Guy, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Lawrence Wright's latest piece on al-Qaeda, The Rebellion, appears in the next issue of The New Yorker, which hits newsstands on Monday.